This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
Mark's been telling us about a college controversy involving a bisexual male who made some comments that were not exactly friendly towards Islam. He does not believe that Islam is friendly towards gays, and he suspects that they all want to put him to death, is basically what I understood from the comments.
Bit of a stretch, but yes, I mean, you know, and I think it's pretty fair to say that Islam and Abrahamic religions generally have not historically been really, you know, welcoming to homosexuality.
Yeah, I would say that that's true. I think it's generally seen as a sin by those traditional texts and beliefs. However, I don't think that you know, everybody who's involved in Islam wants to put gay people to death. I think that that
or
is...
Or Christianity, or
right,
Judaism.
Exactly,
or any other religion.
I mean, and where in any of that article did you get that idea that someone was suggesting that, Ian?
Well, he had said that he did not want to... What was it he didn't want to do with the guy from... It was, what was the original comment?
The comment was he was chit-chatting with this gal who was in his philosophy
department. The Christian
department.
Girl.
Yep.
The Christian supposed person. Christian.
And she said she was marrying a Muslim.
Right.
Which is fine within the Abrahamic traditions there, Vincent. You can do that. And then he at some point in the conversation. Now, it's rather autistic to just jump right into, I don't like meet some Muslims because there's 10 Muslim countries that kill gay folks.
Isn't that what he basically said, though?
We don't know what was said.
Okay.
Because we don't know how long the conversation went.
Yeah.
Is, you know, like maybe he said, well, what do you think about that whole Muslim thing? You know, how's that going for you? Maybe he asked some questions, found out what was happening for her. You know, one of the things that concerns me about Islam is that even though I've got a friend who's Muslim, is you know that there's some Islamic countries where they execute gay people, and maybe he's just trying to find out what his what they call a Christian here Christian friend thinks about you know gay people.
Was this a friend? Because didn't this friend go and report him?
Well, friend is probably a pretty loose term here. Call okay. a classmate.
Okay, right. This person then went and reported him for his comments, and then he got
but
taken
maybe
into...
Maybe he thought that friend was a friend. I mean,
I see.
You know,
yeah.
Who knows?
Right, and then he got taken in and taken to task over it. And I think that he should, you know, be left alone if the school wants to preach tolerance, which apparently they don't, because they said
right.
they are intolerant
well,
towards these
people. But tolerance
points.
Is... this is what I'm trying to impart on this, is tolerance is a scale. Here in the United States, we have a new PC scale, and I think we've found out where the gay folks end up on the PC scale versus the Muslim folks. Does that make sense?
You're saying the school is putting Muslims higher than gays on the importance scale.
Right. The school could have said, we would like you, Christian gal, to state that executing gay folks in Muslim countries is completely unacceptable, which would have been just as weird and just as stupid as what happened in this story, right? Where a guy ends up in a basically threatened with a re-education camp. They have something called the,
You said he left the school, right?
Yeah, he left the school.
On his own volition?
Yeah. Would you continue going there?
No.
He has some health problems and decided, you know, maybe this isn't just worth giving them these people my money anymore. But they do have a team, I can't find the name of the task force here, right in my notes, but they have some kind of task force for re-education that he was threatened with, and he's like, you know, no thanks, and I'm out of here. So that's what happened. And the philosophy department is probably very happy to have him gone, because this just fits their whole narrative, right? The intolerant gay folks, gay person is now gone, and we can embrace the woman who's marrying the besieged Muslim guy.
The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. It would seem to me that the best way to handle a situation like this, if it was indeed some sort of situation, and I don't even think it should have been ignored, but rather than sending somebody to a re-education camp, maybe have a meet with the Muslim guy and, you know, sit down and have a conversation. Because it's one thing to look at what a government does and say, oh, this is what this religion believes based on what the government does. That's not the case at all. And that's what I was trying to say in the last segment where you guys jumped down my throat, was that just because the government does something.
Well, no, I stopped you from strawmanning what that person was saying. It wasn't jumping down your throat just because someone who disagrees with you.
Ian, if somebody says the word is Islam, you run to their aid. Islam is an old Abrahamic religion that is no better than Christianity.
It's very similar, actually.
It's very, very similar. And it does not need...
But there's a lot of misunderstandings out there about
it.
And I think that it's valuable to try to, as best as I can, you know, correct those misunderstandings.
One of those misunderstandings is not that Islamic people, that Muslim people value, as a whole, value homosexuals.
I didn't say they did.
That is not one of those misunderstandings.
I did not say they did at any point.
Good.
All I said was, is that because the government does something, whether it be in the Middle East or whether it be the United States, whether it's Christians who are doing it or Muslims who are doing it, that doesn't mean that is exactly what the religion teaches. In fact, in many cases, it is the opposite of what the religion teaches. That's all I was saying.
Okay. I'm going to tell you that I was a Christian for a very long time.
Yeah.
And that Christianity absolutely teaches that homosexuality is an abhorrence to God and that Islam is essentially just a tweak to Christianity. It is not much different. As a matter of fact, they mention Mary and...
it's a sin.
Yep.
According to them. According to both of those religions, it's a sin.
It's
but that doesn't mean that you hate the sinner, right? Like, you're supposed show love towards people who are sinning in these religions.
But religions are held by people, and people suck.
Right? There are definitely some problems with people. There's no doubt about
that.
So
that's the only point I'm trying to make is that it is a fair guess that if you are a gay person and you are around a large amount of people who are religious, be they very traditional conservatives, Christians, or Muslims, or Jews, or whatever, that it's not going to be very pleasant. If you happen to be in a country that is controlled by people of these religions, specifically Islam, because I haven't heard of any... you know, a traditional Christian country executing any gays anytime recently for that. It's been decades. You know, certainly Great Britain and the touring guy. There's a good argument for that one. But, you know, it's the Muslim countries that are swinging the axe.
Well, according to, let's see here, Uganda, which is definitely an anti-gay country.
It's an anti-gay country, but it does, there's both Muslims
there
and Christians.
There are Christians and Muslims as the major religion there. So let's go to Surf Daddy in Ventura, California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Surf Daddy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I've been a listener now for 3-4 years. You guys have a great show.
Thank you.
So I appreciate that. I guess I'm going to pile on a little bit, Ian. You know, throughout those years, you've always had a contempt, I would say, for organized religion, which is fair. That's understandable looking at history. But it just seems that you don't hold Islam to quite the same standards that you do some of the other religions that you criticize.
What do you mean?
And, well, I'm kind of listening to this argument you guys are having here, and it just you're not as critical.
I said the exact same thing. I said that Christians and Muslims do not have, when it comes to government, the governments many times do the exact opposite of what the books and the prophets in those religions teach.
Yeah, well, it's just coming across that way to me. I'm just
But can you give me a more specific example?
The your conversation has morphed since I started listening about 20 or 30 minutes ago. You were quick to defend Islam, and it's just
I don't defend Islam in that they consider gay people to be being a sin. In my opinion, love is not a sin. If two people or more than two people love one another, I think that's beautiful. I'm not a Muslim.
Let me ask you this question. When have you rushed to the aid of Christianity? Because you're not rushing to the aid of Muslims. You're rushing to the aid of Islam here, right? Like, it's the philosophy.
I'm not rushing to an aid of anything here. If somebody's wrong about something, if somebody's wrong about something, I'd like to clarify that. That's all. And I think that plenty of people are wrong about Christianity. And we've talked about Christianity and how, in my opinion, you know, we on this show have talked about Christianity on a number of occasions. Hang on, Surf Daddy. We can bring you back here in moments. And I've made it clear that I think that Jesus has set a great example. But most Christians don't follow it.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Fireplaces and wood stoves are wonderful to have and provide low-cost heating, but they've got their drawbacks too. One of them is the increased likelihood that your home will burn. My primary advice is to use to never let fire into your home and make sure that you have an extinguisher on every floor and the garage, and that everyone knows how to use it. But if you love your wood stove, don't want to give it up, make sure that you keep things away from it and have a professional clean it every year. The pro will make sure the chimney is properly functioning also. Make sure to dispose of your ashes outside too. I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. 450 free, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Here in the studio, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And, of course, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It can be private and easy. Fees are low, unlike Bitcoin, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. And I got to say, I put it off for a long time, making the flip over to promoting Dash over Bitcoin. But I'm going to have to start because Bitcoin is basically broken as far as retail use is concerned. You cannot, except on huge purchases, justify. No one sane could justify spending Bitcoin if you're going to have to spend, what did you say, Mark? A $10 fee was what they wanted today to send some Bitcoin somewhere?
Yeah, I sent some Bitcoin earlier. It was a pretty large transaction, but I spent a $10 fee.
It doesn't matter. The size of the amount of the transaction doesn't matter. What matters is how clogged the network is,
sure,
and so on and so forth.
We had an emailer, somebody email in, and he took umbrage with the terminology broken, and I think right? Like this show's really about terminology. We talk about terminology all the time. Semantics is important on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
And using the term broken, he feels is misleading because, you know, Bitcoin's not broken.
Sure it is.
You can buy a $1 soda by spending $11 if you have the...
That's broken, dude. $10 it used to be less than 2 cents.
Well, that's a different... I mean, it still functions.
Not really. It might take you 3 days to get the transaction through. You want to call that functioning?
You can go ahead
that's
and
broken,
put
dude.
A priority transaction.
It's not optimal. I think what Mark's trying to say is like it's not like there's a virus or anything breaking it, right? You'll still get your Bitcoin.
Maybe you won't.
It's just not... We don't know about that.
There are times when people have sent a Bitcoin transaction and it's bounced back because they didn't send a high enough fee to even get it into a block.
It's about the size of the fee. So I think the best thing to say is that Bitcoin is prohibitively expensive for small
transactions. It's broken for retail. It's useless.
Well, not
it
if you
used to work
cars.
Now it doesn't. That's broken.
If you're retailing, you know, mobile homes.
I'm talking about retail on
a
small level.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay?
I know. But people listen to you around the globe. They tune in. Their brain tunes in. It tunes
Bitcoin's
out.
Effed. As far as I'm concerned, for retail purchases. There's no, you know, putting some sort of nice patina on Bitcoin right now. It's garbage. The price is great. Go ahead. Buy some Bitcoin. It's probably going to go up. You can hold it. That's what you can do with Bitcoin now. You can hold it. And that's all that you can do with Bitcoin.
But there's a difference between it being garbage and it being broken. And I agree it's garbage. I'm just saying, like, broken, saying there's something inherently wrong with it.
The same guy's going to complain about me saying that it's garbage, too. This is probably somebody who supports Bitcoin, they like Bitcoin, and I get it, man. I liked Bitcoin, too, but I can't use it anymore. So for my purposes, Bitcoin's broken. I can hold on to it and hope it goes up in value. And that's about it. Oh, and I can go and get my car repaired for it. But I can't go and actually buy a hamburger with it. I can't go and buy a barbecue with it. I can't go and buy Vietnamese food with it. These are all things I used to be able to do 7 months ago.
So, Ian, is gold broken because you can't buy hamburgers with it anymore?
Nobody would have accepted gold for hamburgers in the first place.
So now people aren't going to accept Bitcoin for hamburgers because of the transaction fee. It's the same thing. It's just a change in it.
The change is that it doesn't work anymore. For those
it still works.
No, it doesn't.
No, I mean, you're saying on a practical scale it doesn't work anymore. I'm just
so
saying you could.
Broken.
Right, no, it's not broken because one could. It's just against their best interest.
Okay.
I could go and buy Bitcoin for 10 bucks
broken.
In a transaction. Okay.
It doesn't work.
Okay, so you're fighting about a word that you will agree is not the best term. Why not say it's prohibitively expensive?
Too many syllables.
Inefficient. I got it. Bitcoin broken, it's alliterative and short.
That's right. That's right.
Not true.
It is true.
Well,
for my purposes,
it's broken. I have to call you out every time that you say it on the air.
For my purposes, it does not work for what it used to work for. When something stops working, what do you call that?
Well, if your lawnmower goes through a gallon of gas every 50 meters, it's not broken. It's prohibitively expensive. There's something wrong with it, but it's not broken in the way that you're talking about. I mean, it functions.
Okay. So what you're saying is, as long as the thing does something, it's not broken in your mind? A lawnmower that is spraying gasoline all over the place, it's so wasteful and so inefficient, is not broken. If your heater in your house, which has a certain efficiency rating, it, let's say it's 78% efficient when it's brand new, and it's down to 10%, are you going to say that's not broken? Oh, everything's fine with that heater. It's just lost some efficiency. Don't worry about it. You can leave it down there. It's just lost efficiency.
You're trying to complain blockchain to a mechanical object. It doesn't work, Ian.
I did it already.
All right, let's go. Back to Surf Daddy here.
It was a loss.
Anyway, Dash.org, you can go and get a coin that actually does all of the things Bitcoin used to do for next to no cost. And they're going to make their fees less over time. There's a new hard fork coming up that is going to reduce the Dash fees, which are already significantly lower than Bitcoin. So Dash is getting better over time, whereas Bitcoin is getting more broke over time, as far as I'm concerned. Let's go back to Surf Daddy. You're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Wow, I picked a fun night to call. Boy, you guys are arguing over semantics of terminology. It's pretty entertaining, guys.
That's all I got left in life, man. I'm dead inside.
Yeah. Hey, just one quick comment. I was listening to a show, I think it was from Monday night. You had a caller call in from out here in California, and he was saying how there's all he knows was Bernie supporters in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's right.
And that it's just an utter lost cause out here. Well, I beg to differ. There are a lot of libertarians out here. Of course, he was from the Bay Area. I'm in a more, I'm not going to call it rural, just suburban area. And there's
that's
a lot
where
of libertarians
tends to be
up here.
Yeah, it's how it tends to be. Libertarians tend not to congregate in cities, from what I've seen. They just don't like the amount of authority that cities seem to have to have. Cities have larger governments, and I'm not sure whether that's a necessity or just the way things have worked out. But libertarians tend to avoid the government and tend to live out elsewhere.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to comment. I felt like the guy is wrong.
Well, I see what you're saying. You're saying you know some libertarians in rural areas of California, but let's be honest.
It's not rural.
The libertarians in California have no impact whatsoever on the state government, right?
I'm sorry?
Let's be honest. The libertarians in California have zero impact when it comes to the state government there, right?
But I will say within the city I grew up in, right outside of City of Los Angeles, we had a libertarian council member for about 10, 15 years.
Poor bastard. Must have been a lonely job. Hey, Surf Daddy, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. And as far as your accusations on me and defending Islam, look, Islam is under attack in the United States.
Dude, everyone's under attack in the United States. They're trying to do a divide and conquer.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Definition number 4 of the word broken, not functioning properly. Sorry, boys. 855-450-FREE in the studio here with you. It's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can get yourself protected at home, maybe at the office, wherever you want to put the Blink Protect wireless camera system. It is super easy to get set up. Even Mark was able to accomplish it within about 10 minutes. You get the 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys charge for one by going to blinkprotect.com/FTL. It is a wireless system. You do not have to drill a bunch of holes and run cables, and you don't have to deal with a DVR. It's just all done over your Wi-Fi. You use your phone or tablet device in order to get this thing set up, and then from that point forward, the cameras will send you video clips right to your phone or preferred device when something's happening in your house. You can, of course, set the time frames at which you would like it to be active. So head over to blinkprotect.com/FTL, and you can get your Blink cams there. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. Let's go to your calls and thoughts as we continue. Chad is on the line on Skype. Hello, Chad. Where are you calling from tonight?
Hey, Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, hey. All right. What's on your mind?
So actually, I was going to call in earlier about boobs, but things have moved on since then.
It's never too late to talk about boobs.
Well, I do kind of want to tie in the Muslim conversation and the boob thing together.
Sure.
In the sense that both are issues of free speech, largely. And I will say that, Ian, I was kind of surprised that that wasn't your first reaction when you heard Mark read the article. Your first reaction was, this kid is ignorant of Islam, instead of, this kid's free speech rights are being violated. Whereas you seem to advocate for that so correctly, I thought. in the topless argument. But I was curious. Why do you think that was your first reaction when just because this helped deal? I'm sorry. Why do you think that was your first reaction just because this had to deal with Islam? Do you think that in some sense maybe makes you a Muslim apologist? Sorry, I'm nervous. I don't know why.
Muslim apologist? No, I'm definitely not a Muslim apologist because I don't agree with everything in Islam.
What is it that you don't like about Islam?
A lot of the things that I don't like about Christianity.
Like their stance on gay people? Because that's kind of where it comes
from.
That's
what I said earlier, that I think that love is not a sin. And I don't care, you know, what your viewpoint is as far as whether you are interested in loving somebody who's the same sex as you or
a
different
sex deviation?
Or more than one person.
Do you think it's a deviation from mainstream Christianity or even Christianity doctrinaire of Christianity to make excuses for homosexuality? Do you think that's a deviation from doctrinaire Christianity to make excuses for Christianity? Homosexuality.
Is it a deviation from Christianity to make excuses for homosexuality?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
It is. Now, is it a deviation from doctrinaire Islam to make excuses for homosexuality?
Probably, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't read the Quran because I don't care enough about the religion.
Well, like I said, they both consider it to be a sin, as I understand
it. Old conservative religions tend to be crappy. I don't need to read every one of their books and know every aspect of them to have that opinion.
No doubt about it.
I know that you should be allowed to do that because that's freedom of religion, right? Like you should be able to be a Christian or a Muslim or whatever, and that's all fine. It's just that, don't expect me to make excuses where your religion sucks.
Have you guys heard of the Skeptic's Annotated Bible?
How long is it?
Sounds kind of familiar.
It's like three pages?
No, it's not. It's actually it's a website online where you can look up the Quran and the Bible based on its cruelty, including homosexuality or injustices, intolerance, things on women, that sort of thing. And you can look up the Quran for everything it says on gay people or how.
There's really not a lot of it, as I understand it, in both the Bible and the Quran. There's really not much because, you know, it just wasn't commented on a whole lot back then. But there is some stuff. There's no doubt about it. And yes, his free speech is being violated. There's also no doubt about that in the case of the college student. I just wanted to point out initially that, as my understanding is that there's no actual, you know, statement within Islam, nor is there within Christianity, that people should be killed for being gay. That's not true.
Yeah, that's not true at all. I mean, what do you think happens for, what is eternal punishment for the sinners?
That's not being not killed. That's what God does. And also, when people talk about the Quran, and because I just looked it up, the Quran and Bible talking about killing homosexuals, it's true. What they get is from the story of, I think in Christianity it's called Sodom and Gomorrah and Lot. It's just wherever it was a city that had a lot of sexual deviancy, and then God or Allah destroyed it with fire and brimstone. It doesn't say go out and kill these people. It's just that's just what God did to punish those two cities.
One of the difficulties of Christianity, I can speak well when it comes to Christianity, is that Christianity clearly condemns homosexuality. The Christian God is a psychopathic nut job when it comes to punishment.
Well, where are you getting that from? Are you getting that from the Old Testament, which is also called I think it's the Torah?
Well,
so then it's not just Christianity; it's also the Jews too. Because if you take a look at the New Testament, if you take a look at the New Testament, that's where Ian says Jesus and the letters from Paul. That's where a lot of like the love and understanding comes from. I think Christians should pay more attention to the New Testament than they should the Old Testament, because the Old Testament has Leviticus and
it's the
all
same
this
God,
awful,
though, right?
Like, yeah, but isn't that just selective? I mean, because Leviticus 20:13, if a man also lie with mankind as he lie with the woman, both of them have committed abomination, and they shall be put to death.
Well, there you go. That's a heavy one.
It definitely calls for the death of homosexuals in the Bible.
And I mean, when you say is it selective, I mean, I think the New Testament represented a change where, because before in the Old Testament, all these harsh punishments was because people still had the original sin, and then God sent his one son, and I'm not sure about the Quran, maybe Ian could explain it, but then God sent his one son to die for our sins, and it represents
it's
a new chapter
here.
In humanity.
It's, well, that's
because you have a lot of these Protestant preachers screaming fire and brimstone. People don't actually actually read the Bible.
Agreed.
It's not only not clear, it's selective.
No, it's not selective, I said.
It is.
Okay, please explain why.
I'm Catholic. There's an entire section.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
No, I'm an atheist, but I...
Oh, wait, why'd you say you were Catholic then?
Because I'm Italian, and like that's how...
Okay, so then you're not actually Catholic, and plenty of people do. Plenty of people do. They claim
to be... Settle down for a second. People can be ethnically Catholic.
No, ethnically Catholic.
If you're born Italian or Irish, you are freaking Catholic.
No, you're not.
You could be a Catholic atheist.
You could be a Catholic Arab, man.
I've never heard that before.
So there's no such thing as ethnic.
I ate Jesus' body and drank his blood as an atheist, and I guess that's enough to make me Catholic, because I'm sure half of them are atheists as well, even if they go to church every Sunday.
No, I agree, but there's plenty of people who claim to be Catholic, either cafeteria Catholics or people who just say that they are because of parents.
You know what the Apocrypha is? The Apocrypha is all the books of the Bible that were left out, including stuff in the New Testament where Jesus was kind of a jerk. Like, they cut that out. They selectively chose the New Testament based on what they wanted the message to say, which at that point in time was, this Old Testament thing's not working for us. We need a new government. Let's selectively create this new faith that seems a little bit more loving. The New Testament was crafted, and you can find, the Gnostic Gospels and Book of Thomas and all this other stuff online if you want. And I think the Catholics actually say that. They call it the Apocrypha.
So do you think all of those are real, or do you think some heretics could have written it?
Who knows?
Do you think all of those are actually the Word of God? Don't you think some heretic could write something that's fake?
Sure, it's called the Bible, dude. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying that what they decided. Some heretic decided to write for the Gospel of Thomas, which I've read parts of.
So Vincent,
it said Jesus committed magic when he was a kid. So yes, Mark.
Yeah, Jesus murders his friend just to prove he can, just to raise him from the dead, and then tells his friend to lie about it, or he'll
kill
him again.
That's not what
Jesus committed murder.
No, that's the Book of Thomas. That was written by a heretic.
Hold on, wait, what? Tell
that's
me
not accepted by the
it's
church.
It's not acceptable to talk about the Book of Thomas.
It's not accepted by the church.
Vincent doesn't want to talk about that.
It's not accepted by the church, and it's not part of a Christian religion.
It's not accepted by a church because it's selectively chosen not to be. It's the same reason that I think Will Colton...
Oh, so do you think they should include everything? Every single book? I could write a book. I could write the Book of Vincent. Do you think that should be accepted, or is the church being selective?
Oh, God, now you're just Ian Jr. because you're...
No, I'm not being Ian Jr. I'm calling... So you're saying that all these books should be accepted, that some are that none could be fake, or is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is it's selectively chosen in order to have the message that it wants. They've chosen certain books for no other reason other than to control the message.
So you're saying all the books are fake, then? None of it's the Word of God, which is fine. I mean, I understand someone believing that.
I'm just trying to portray
Christians poorly.
I gotta say, I agree that
it's all a lie.
I agree that these books were obviously selected. There's no doubt about that, but that doesn't mean that
some are the Word of God. Some are the real Word of God. That's what they believe.
That doesn't mean that there's not actually good within these books. Now, I think they're very, very... there's a lot of faults within both the Quran and the Bible. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us. It's Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The Crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
You got Vincent.
And Mark.
Vincent's all fired up because he believes that our caller here, Chad, is attacking his religion, and he may
I just disagree with what he's saying. I'm not saying he's attacking it.
He may actually be. We're going to get back into that, but of course also want to invite you over to freetalklive.com, where we have a forum, and it has been blowing up recently. Lots of activity there on the forum, which I'm happy to see. Happy to see people taking their conversations off of places like Facebook and going to a place where conversations can be more productive. You don't lose track of them. You can actually search the forum, because you can't search Facebook for crap. It's useless. It's broken. It's garbage. Facebook was designed to be broken.
It's a psychological warfare thing.
It's purposefully broken, so you pay them money to try to make it less broken, and it's just crazy. So go to forum.freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. The hosts of the show, most of them are on that forum. Check it out. There's been a big amount of signups recently.
Is this different from the Shire Society forum?
No, it is actually a sub-forum on the Shire Society forum.
Okay, so I am on it then.
Yeah, there's a Free Talk Live sub-forum there, and there are show-related discussions within that sub-forum. So check that out at forum.freetalklive.com. Chad is on the line. You said you were born into a Catholic family. Is that right, Chad?
Yeah, pretty much. I went to Christian school for a year, and but mostly, like, no one in my family was really religious, so I think that we're all kind of atheists at the heart of it.
So, man, it's not a Catholic family.
I mean, it kind of is. Like, this is
you lied.
So
you
lied. Let him explain. Let him explain.
No, he did explain.
I don't think it's a big deal. Like, people culturally, religions, and Mark used the Jews as the example. Like, I know a lot of Jewish people don't believe in God, and they still are culturally Jewish. And since my family was largely Italian, like, being Catholic was just something we identified with as children.
But is there such a thing as a cultural Christian? Okay. I mean,
sure, you're a cultural Christian.
So just because my parents went to church once every 3 weeks,
you can't grow up in America, the age that we are, and not have been a cultural Christian. I mean, it was just pervasive.
Huh.
Your beliefs on God are informed to some extent by that. And I mean, you know, like the whole, we're inculcated. Yeah.
But this is my issue with what Vincent is saying, and obviously, you know, things got a little heated. I'm sorry, Vincent.
Oh, you don't worry about it, bud.
But I guess my issue with you saying that the Bible is the Word of God, or that sections of the Word of God, you would have to prove that God exists and that that is His Word before you can make a claim like that. Well, otherwise, they're just books. Equal to the other books that were left out.
Oh, I understand, and it's you are right, and it's hard to. I mean, that's why I have something called faith. I mean, you can't show it to anyone. You know, it's everyone that finds God a different way, or people don't find God a different way. But you know, I have faith that it's real. I have faith that it's the Word of God, and I might have some anecdotal experiences.
Do you think that the Word of God can appear in other places?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, God speaks to me all of it, or I try and listen for when God speaks to me, but He talks to all of us.
Because that's you know, kind of what I believe. I mean, I'm a panentheist, so I think that everything is God. But ultimately,
it's called continuing revelation is what we're referring to here.
Yeah, that's a good term for it. To where, you know, back in the day of the Bible, that was someone's interpretation, someone's interpretation of what God was trying to say.
Or it's God speaking through those 46 people or whatever the number is.
And there's obviously interpretations that get spun on that.
That wouldn't be the idea behind the Bible being the unerring word of God. He's like,
I'm not saying it's the unerring
word. You're saying it's obvious, and I'm saying it's not obvious.
I'm not saying it's the unerring word of God. That might be what Vincent is saying, but I'm not saying that. I'm saying that if God was speaking through those people, they taint it with their particular viewpoints at that time. And then you could say, look at the Muslim religion. That came a little bit later. And as Muhammad pointed out, that he said, oh, look, these Christians got this and this wrong. And so here's what I've come to, you know, the angel Gabriel came to him to clarify. But, of course, you know, that, again, was only for the people in that particular time. And then later it's likely that God has spoken through others in other venues. And I just think that, you know, depending on the time frame that we're looking at, the message is out there. It just, you know, where it is being placed and how many people believe it and follow it, that's really the ultimate question here. A lot of these religions have a lot of followers who believe that the words in these old books are true 100% the Word of God, and I don't buy that. I think they're tainted by biased men, the authors who wrote those books. Chad, any other thoughts you want to share with us here tonight?
Only that if what you're saying is true, and when I smoked DMT last year, I kind of agree with you. There are other ways to find God if He's out there.
There you go.
You think is
what
God,
is it
or
like
saying it's
sure.
God.
Now, wait a minute. Tell us a little bit more about that. DMT is a very powerful...
we found Ian's favorite topic.
Psychedelic... substance, and it is a, you know, an entheogen, which means, you know, the God within. So what is it that you, as an atheist, had as an experience when you did that? If you can even explain it, which, of course, can be very, very difficult.
Sure, and it is very difficult. I'll just say that after, you know, you go through the initial sort of ego death of it, I felt very connected to the world around me the entire next day. And felt very much as if I had found a new faith, and that wore off over time as I get more rational about it. And like, that is definitely the truth of it. And like, it's an interesting drug. It's a great experience. I think everyone should have. It's extremely visual. It's definitely something I recommend everyone do, especially atheists. It made me a little softer in atheism, but it didn't make me any more like charitable towards religions, because like, if there's a God out there, and like you said, Ian, there are other ways to connect to that God if it exists, which I'm not necessarily saying I think it does. These old books, which are full of horrific violence, should not be defended or upheld. Like, they're abhorrent. Like, they commit terrible atrocities against women, against gays, you know, war, violence, of all sorts of things in both the Quran and the Bible. And those are against my values as human beings.
It's worth pointing out that you're right from our perspective today, but it's worth pointing out that back when the Quran was issued, when it was spoken, wasn't written down for a while, but when it was issued, it was actually progressive for women at that time. Now, looking back now, it doesn't seem that way, but at that time, it actually gave women more respect and rights within that particular culture than had been in existence prior to it.
Sure, but that's not an excuse for people, you know, tacking on to a particular, you know, time and place in history, and then just, you know, stopping.
Oh no, I'm not making an excuse. Just trying to put a little bit of perspective on.
Well, this is my issue with Will Colty as well, and simply because he has a specific perspective.
Did you call him Will Colty?
I'm sorry, I don't really know how to say his name. Yeah,
Colty. It's Will Colty.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, my issue with him when I hear him talk is that's his single perspective and opinion on Islam, and he's selling it as like that's something that he wants to do in his person, and that's fine. fine. That's no different than a priest trying to convince me that the Old Testament isn't violent or that God isn't, you know, isn't violent either. It's equally valid to that, which is to say it's not really that valid at all because the Quran is horrific and it is violent. And Muhammad was a violent person. Like, I don't have this. It requires faith to ignore those facts, and I just don't have that faith. So,
Muhammad was defending from attack. I mean, there is actually, I don't have the quote, and I'm sure Will could do it off the top of his head because he's an actual scholar. But one of the teachings of Muhammad was if the enemy is attacking you, you obviously have a right to defend yourself. But if they turn and you know, exit, if they try to turn away and run, you're not supposed to continue the fight. So I wouldn't call that exactly a violent person or in any way a vindictive person. I'm not saying he was perfect. I'm sure he had his faults, too. But I think this is part of what I try to do is to correct some of the misinformation out there as you know, my best understanding. Again, I'm not a scholar, but I have done some cursory amount of research, which is probably more than the average caller to this show has done. So I don't know if I agree with that particular assessment.
No, but in the same way you call all politicians sociopaths, I pretty much call all prophets sociopaths. I have no reason
prophets.
To believe. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I have no reason to believe that Muhammad was a good guy. Like, he ran a religion that largely was very violent and gave himself a lot of power as a result. And, like, I have no reason to believe that person's legitimate.
Thanks for the call tonight, Chad. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But do remember, the Muslims were a minority at that time, and they were being persecuted violently. So, again, most libertarians would agree that if somebody tries to kill you and your family and your brothers and, you know, friends or whatever, that you have a right to defend yourself.
And even Jesus didn't even fight back. When Peter pulled out his sword to, you know, defend when the Romans came to arrest him, Jesus said, no, don't. And even healed a Roman soldier who did it. So Jesus didn't even fight back. So I don't know how someone could, you know, try and condemn that.
Yeah, I would say that Islam is a bit more libertarian in the sense that you're allowed to defend yourself, whereas Christianity tells you to turn the other cheek. And these
pacifists,
yeah.
Well, it
pacifists.
Also says to sell your cloak to buy a sword.
It doesn't say anything to do with it. You could only do one thing with a sword, right? Like, you can't even cut salami with them. It's difficult. This is the problem that I have with the Bible is that you can argue yourself into circles, right? Like, so there's a buy a sword. Then they call the Bible a sword, the Word of God a sword. So what does that mean?
Well, I always separate politics from the Bible with a render unto Caesar what is Caesar. That's why I don't like talking about, you know, religion and politics together, because I use that verse, you know, render unto Caesar what is Caesar, when people tried to get Jesus to talk about politics and the zealots. He didn't want to do that. He didn't get into it.
All right, more coming up here. Hour number 3 is on the way. We got time for you if you want to join the discussion about whatever's on your mind. Coming up here on Free Talk Live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.